Texas fights for tougher border security. A small town in middle America says it needs more migrants to fill jobs, but some residents are not on board. NBC News correspondent Julia Ainsley is in Fremont, Nebraska with that story.
In major cities across America, officials say they've reached a breaking point, struggling to handle the record number of arriving migrants. But here in small town Fremont, Nebraska, where there are just 39 workers for every 100 job openings, some are encouraging even more legal migrants to come.
We need these people. We need this work done. This is what feeds the nation and the world.
Many of the openings are at this $500 million chicken plant, opened in 2019. Young locals often move away, leaving those slaughterhouse jobs to migrants like Vicente Hernandez. With Hispanic migrants, although it is hard, although it is heavy, they endure, he says. The difference with an American citizen is that every time he finds a job, when he sees it is hard, he leaves it, he says. Hernandez and his wife are also pastors to the growing Guatemalan community. Once this town of 27,000 was nearly all white. Now, one out of six are Latino. Since 2018, the school district added almost 800 non-English-speaking students.
Meatpacking is the biggest industry here in Fremont. The state's Chamber of Commerce says Nebraska needs to welcome more migrants to fill jobs like these. But some residents here are resistant to that change.
Voters backed a town ordinance twice, which says locals must tell the city that they are here legally before they can rent housing. The city cannot always verify the information, but people say the law remains on the books to send a message. Councilman Paul Van Baren supports it.
Why was it brought up?
Citizens had asked the city council to do something because it was pretty obvious that we were become a haven for illegals.
He argues slaughterhouses paying low wages to migrants lowers incomes for citizens and criticizes increased costs for migrant children at local schools.
The sheer pressure of bringing in numbers of people has resulted in a considerable burden to the taxpayers.
But City Councilman Mark Jensen, who's lived in the area since he was 10 years old, is against that ordinance.
It's a bad look for our city.
And he says Fremont needs to embrace change.
Immigration is crucial. A lot of people that live and grew up here don't stay. They move out. It's critical for us to have the people that we've got here.
Back at the church, Vicente tells us he regularly gets about 3 hours of sleep a night. But still, he and his wife Maria say they found their new hometown. Now I live the American dream, as they call it. I'm happy because I have everything, she tells us.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Houston's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Thursday, 21 March, year of our Lord, 2024. You saw today, of course, somebody see, this is their new pitch. This is the whole new pitch. CNN's got a story. I will get up tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow. What are you going to do about the $7 trillion hole in the economy if you secure the border? Their new pitch is that the illegal alien invaders, the 8 to 10 million, and this is where they're giving up the game. They've always wanted this. They always wanted it. Now the Americans are too lazy. We're taking it from a Guatemala. The Americans are too lazy, too dumb to hold a job. Maybe if Tyson's and these companies actually paid a living wage, more people would be excited, right? Maybe one of the reasons people are leaving the town is because of being flooded by illegal alien invaders. This is all about destroying American citizens. And it's not a replacement theory about whites. It's a replacement theory about working class Americans. They're there to destroy you. And Powell, you know, Powell laughs about it on 60 Minutes. The whole thing is to bring down the wages of the working class and the middle class, to force it down. You see that last shot there at the border? That's not Greece. That's not Gibraltar or Spain. That's the United States of America. I think it's El Paso, Texas today. And why are they coming across and storming the border? Because these people have all the social media out there. They understand the judges put a hold on it, right? Or the judges not put a hold on it. They're fighting right now to have the Texas law enforced. They know this new Texas law is not being enforced right now because the United States government is inviting them here. So of course they're going to make a mad rush for it. We're in 2024, folks. What, 5 or 6 months away from a presidential election of a individual and administration and regime that has planned this? It's not chaos on the border. That's what they want to see. They want to get as many people in there as possible. Todd Bensman joins me. Todd, everything you've said over the last couple of years, I've been working this thing for over 10 years at Breitbart. It gets worse and worse and worse. And the reason it gets worse and worse and worse is that the moneyed interests in this country want it to. They want, this is the new budget. $7 trillion of increased production and consumption comes from the 10 million illegal alien invaders they let in here. Let me give you a secret, folks. This is why the Republicans aren't going to close the border. The fix is in. And who's going to stop it? It can't just be President Trump. You can't put all this burden on one man. This has to be us. We either want to defend our country or we don't. If you don't, and say, hey, it's too hard, we've done this before, fine, I got that. It's called Sunshine Patriot. I got it. We're good. We're fine. Sunshine Soldier, what in Summer Patriot? Or words to that effect. I got it. Maybe it is too hard. It was too hard for you. Fine. But it ain't too hard for some of us. And this country is worth fighting for. And the citizens of this country are worth fighting for. Todd Bensman, hearing today on Capitol Hill. They're doing a mad rush. And after you do your introduction, I'm going to play some footage that's going to shock people. Go ahead, Todd. What do you got?
Right. Well, for sure, there's a very important hearing going on right now at House about the CBP One parole programs. It's the first time. These are very secretive. The Wall Street Journal called them obscure. I'll just go with Wall Street Journal's obscure parole programs that where they've let in like a million people on this sort of spurious abuse of a particular statute in the INA. This is the first time that we've got actual officials of the administration being asked about this. It's happening right now. If I wasn't on with you, I would be like zeroed in on that thing. And as soon as we hang up, I am going to zero in. But it's definitely worth watching that because we're going to get questions asked of actual officials. Now, granted, they're low-level political appointees who are probably in really tight guardrails over there, but at least it's something, you know. And I just would, you know, urge people to go watch that and take that in.
Why go watch it? I disagree. It's just more performative. You're going to have a hearing, get a couple of grundoons. They're the flak catchers. They're going to mau-mau the flak catchers. They're going to come down, like Tom Wolf said. They're just coming down, going to take some flak from some congressmen, going to ask them some tough questions. We're keeping the Republicans are keeping the border open today. The program, what did the Wall Street Journal call it? Obscure. It ain't obscure to this audience. I think it's 2 or 3 years ago you came and explained to people, right? This audience understands it. They get it. It's the Republicans in the House that won't stop it. We're passing a budget that has all this. So today we're going to call in and say, I need some details on that parole program. What else do you need to hear except that it exists and it should be shut down and taxpayers certainly pay for it, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in total agreement with you. I think that even if they don't answer the questions, that's kind of an answer. It tells us something. You get information out of it. And this is a completely obscure program. I want to hear, for example, why they've let in 85,000 Mexicans under humanitarian protection grounds. Since when have Mexicans needed humanitarian protection in the United States tens and tens of thousands of them, where they're being given work authorization programs, permits. And so clearly there's some kind of a diplomatic secret behind that. It's a work program that was authorized by the administration without congressional approval. You got to have that. So whatever they say there could be used, I think, to incriminate them in the future. And they're going to be asked about the security vetting. I just want to hear what they, even if they demur on the question of how does Haiti give us an intelligence share on like the guy that raped the 15-year-old girl in Massachusetts last week, who was flown in on this program. And they'll probably be asked about that. I'm just saying, I have low expectations, but every once in a while, when you have one of these things, you'll get a home run here and there. You never know.
Didn't we just impeach their boss? I mean, right now, and Mitch McConnell's giving us the big FU. They won't even schedule a trial. They may right before they go to on holiday for 2 weeks. Because remember, folks, they're supposed to leave tomorrow. They're very upset that we're keeping them here to work because you're forcing this to be a tough vote. They're supposed to go for 2 weeks. Isn't the Senate just going to move to dismiss this and it'll never be a trial of Mayorkas, Todd?
Yeah, I never expected. I've been on your show saying this, but I never expected it to go anywhere after the House finished up with it. I don't think anybody did, really. So no surprise that impeachment's not going to really move in the Senate.
So what is to be done? Isn't the solution here? I mean, what caused this major? You saw have you seen the footage yet down? I think it's between Juarez and El Paso, the storming of the border today. What is your belief it caused that?
I think that the immigrants on the other side, before they come in, they have their antennae up. Every court case, every ruling, every pronouncement from the White House, every press conference, and they act on the information. And I think yesterday we had the Supreme Court rule to let the Texas law, the draconian sort of, we're going to charge you and with illegal entry into Texas, that law was could go into effect. Then it wasn't in effect. Then it was in effect. And somewhere in the middle of that, the immigrants over there thought, oh, my God, we better get in now before they – I think that's what is behind
of
that.
Of course. By the way, by saying they're watching every nuance, is they are rational actors in this. They're the rational actors. Yes, they see a chance to get into the United States when they have no right to be in the United States. They see a way to get it. Look, I want everybody to see that right there. That is your country. Let me be more pointed. That is the actual end of your country. Here in 2024, still going, look at that today. You know why? Because they know Texas, that the Supreme Court's messing around with these radical federal judges and Biden. Biden sits there when he says, oh, this is Trump, Paul. Trump just killed the bill. He's a liar. Just like he took money from the Chinese, he's a liar. And he's going to take some people with some stones to step up there and said, dude, you are destroying our country and we are going to destroy you politically. He's got to pay the price for this. These are the Democrats. They're dared to destroy the country. And then they're going to put the big sob story in MSNBC. We actually need everybody here. We need them all here because nobody wants to work. The Americans are too lazy. They're playing video games. We have to have somebody do the jobs. Hey, Tyson, why don't you pay a wage, a decent wage? You might be surprised who shows up to work. The reason they want the illegal aliens, they don't have to give them health care. They don't really have to pay them. And the public has to sit there and underwrite the schools, the health care, all of it. It's just nothing but a Wall Street con. Wall Street wants you to pick up what they should be picking, what corporate America should be picking up. They don't want that. Look at that right there. This is why everybody's got to go to worm.org and get our footage. Hey, Todd, hang on for 1 second. Just hang on. I just want to keep you. I know you want to get back to your hearing. I'll take the under on that. There's nothing big's happening, right? I know they got it. And it's not an obscure program. You've explained it to the nation. You came on War Room. People in this audience, they know what this phony parole program is. You don't think there's chaos and turbulence in the world? Look at what's happened in the southern border today in El Paso, Texas, one of the best cities in this country. Birchgold.com, gold hit an all-time high, I think, earlier today. make sure you talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go find out why it's hitting all-time highs. Talk to Philip and the team. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action. On one side, you're seeing from 10 years ago, you're seeing Greece. And another is El Paso, Texas today. El Paso, Texas, the great state of Texas. Unbelievable. And today, here's what's happening today. They're storming El Paso. They're going to let them all in. They're storming El Paso into your country. They're just rushing up, and they're going to let them all in, process them all in, get them deep into the country, make sure they get a job, make sure they get housing, make sure they get education on your nickel, right, to destroy the economy. Don't believe, oh, it's $7 trillion going to add. They're not adding. They're allowing the corporate rapists in this country to rape working class people more and to rape this country more. That's what the corporate America's turned into. They're rapists. And they're uniparty. They're the puppet masters and the paymasters, along with Wall Street and the tech feudal lords in Silicon Valley that control the bozos up on Capitol Hill. And that's what it is. Maybe 10% are great people, fighters. The rest, the Democrats, are radical and out of control. And the Republicans are essentially gutless. Gutless. Because today, what they're going to do is vote tomorrow to pass this bill that doesn't do anything to close the border. In fact, exacerbates the invasion. It gives Biden a green light. So how are you going to run against this in the fall? Oh, that's right. They're going to come back. Polly Pockets Johnson is going to come back with a supplemental on Ukraine, but he's going to add border security. Remember, he told Chip Roy that yesterday. You're going to get your border security when we come back with a supplemental for the $60 billion so the oligarchs in Kiev can go buy more yachts down in Monaco. That's where we are. Look at this today. And today they know, because these are sophisticated people. Remember, the illegal alien invaders and the cartels that get them here are rational actors. These are rational people. They see what's happening in the federal courts. They see they're blocking General Paxton and Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick from securing the border for the state of Texas, because the federal government wants them in. How can Biden sit there and look at the American people in the face? Oh, I've tried to do this. I've really tried to do it. I've tried to do it. You've stopped me, bad old Trump. Todd Benzman. And I realize you got to get back to your hearing. I'm sure there's going to be some gems there. We'll pull them for tomorrow and hopefully have you on. The parole program, the Wall Street Journal may say it's obscure, and maybe it's obscure to the Wall Street Journal crowd and to the corrupt foreigners called the Murdochs that own the Wall Street Journal. I don't know why we allow foreigners to own major newspapers in this country and a major TV network in a major news network. I don't understand that. In the New York Post, I don't get that. They're foreigners. Okay, they should take their money and put it elsewhere and let Americans that care about the United States of America run those news outlets. Todd, the only way to stop this is to cut the money off. And the only way to cut the money off is not to let Biden go forward with a government, with a regime that on Saturday morning can be open for business. You got to shut it down. I think it's this midnight, at midnight tomorrow night. Your thoughts?
I agree. And there are some proposals to cut some of the funding to NGOs here. I'll be watching that. We'll be interested to see how much, if anything, gets cut. I think the proposal I last saw was 20%. But 20% is nowhere near. It needs to be like 95%, maybe 100%. It just needs to be shut off in order to remove the middleman making this possible, making all of this happen. And also, I don't trust the proposals to fund more Border Patrol agents, because the way this administration plans to use them is to facilitate more entries faster into the country. It's not what people normally think about when you hire more cops. They're not there to enforce the law, to stop, block. They're there to facilitate them through in on the conveyor belt. Nobody seems to get that. It's so strange to me that nobody understands that. And I am routinely listening to people talk about, congressmen and especially the Democrats, talking about, well, we need to hire more people down there to shut this down. I mean, that's what we need. They're not going to use it for that.
No, it's not going to. It's for processing. Process them more. You think they're stopping that, they're going to process it. Todd, where do people go? You've done a great service to your country of exposing all this. And tell the Wall Street Journal, it ain't obscure, because Todd Benson told us about this, oh, I don't know, 2 years ago in detail. Where do people go for all your content, sir?
Real quickly, an interesting thing that's happening right now is, you may remember my reporting about how Biden cut a deal, a secret deal with Obrador, to launch 30,000 army troops all over Mexico and try to move immigrants to the south. All of a sudden, 60 Minutes is working on a piece about it. New York Times, Fox News, everybody's all of a sudden doing a story about this. But I don't think that they're doing it from the angle of he did this for political optics, but more as what a master statesman he is, trying to shut the border down. So watch out for those 60 Minutes. And finds some other pieces. Benzman Todd at X. I've got accounts on Getter, and I have them on Truth Social. And you can buy the book Overrun anywhere books are sold. Overrun. It's the only one about this particular border crisis.
No, it's been out over a year. It's a magnificent book. Very prescient. Todd Benzman, thank you very much. New York Times, in fact, has a huge article about the influencers, Michael Yon, Laura Loomer, Ben Burquam, all the Real America's Voice team. They give a shout out to, that's been down the Darien Gap. Of course, they then go find all the people we talked to, and they go, oh, you know, we didn't mean to say anything about Biden. It's complete New York. Now they're in massive cover-up mode. That's why you saw the tearjerker from the town in, Nebraska. You see, it's all tearjerkers. Well, hey, I got to tell you, we got a hard, cold heart here. We're worried about our country, and we're worried about the citizens of our country. That country would be the United States of America. Seb Gorka, your thoughts on this, on the invasion of our country, sir?
Well, I'm just listening to Todd, who was on my show, America First, about an hour ago, and I just decided to do some, you know, scoliosis on the internet. It was 2013, one of the few useful things to come out of WikiLeaks was the speech that Hillary Clinton gave to the bankers, in which she said, "I dream that our hemisphere will be borderless, Steve." This is Hillary's plan. This is Obama, Hillary, and now being affected by Obama's lackeys in the administration. Let's not forget, Alejandro Mayorkas was very senior in DHS under Obama. Listen to what President Trump said on my show on Monday. I asked him, so who's really in charge? Is it Jill? Is it Obama? And he said, oh, no. It's people like Lisa Monaco. Who was Lisa Monaco? Lisa Monaco was, of course, Obama's advisor in the White House for domestic threats, for national security, after John Brennan, the communist, left the administration to run the CIA. So why are we surprised, Steve? They told us that we have to have the Browning of America. They denied that there's an invasion. Why don't you just play the B-roll in the background while we're talking? The invasion is here. As you most clearly said, this is our land, and foreigners in their tens of thousands are illegally crossing, up to 12,000 every single day. They're getting 10. I hate saying this. You're a mackerel snapper. I'm a cradle Catholic. They're getting $10,000 each through the Catholic charities from our taxpayer money. They're getting a cell phone. They're getting an Obama phone, and they're asking them, where do you want to fly to? We'll fly you secretly at the middle of the night to wherever you want to go in America. If that's not an Steve, if you just take the 8 million officially, Miller said on my show, there's at least 40 million illegals in America right now. If we just take the 8 million of the last 3 years, if 1% are actual operatives for, you know, the People's Liberation Army or Hamas or ISIS or North Korea, 1% of 8 million, those are divisional size assets, Steve. You're a military man. You understand that. Yes. That is divisional sized assets. Military aged males from China, from the Middle East, from Afghanistan. Why are they here, Steve?
10,000 a day, Seb, is a combat division. And 80% of these are military-age men, even the New York Times. A combat division every day. And look at that today in El Paso. That is El Paso, Texas. And they're there because they hear that the Supreme Court. These people are very smart. They're very savvy. Social media, they're very savvy. They're rational actors. They're not irrational. They're rational. What is irrational is the response of the Republicans. Biden and Obama and Hillary want a borderless Western Hemisphere. That speech was a speech we were able to weaponize in the 2016 campaign.
But forget about what's happening in this city, Steve. I mean, forget about the oxygen thieves in this city here. What about the Republican governors? I mean, okay, you send down the National Guard. And what are they going to do? Stand there? We're doing nothing and then just shout obscenities to these invaders? Where are the Republican governors? The state of Texas, which was a country, by the way, I'd like to remind my fellow Americans who may be a little thin on their history, Texas was a nation, okay? They have a constitution that states that Texas is responsible for the security of its citizens. They've declared an invasion. Steve, if they've declared an invasion, what are they doing about it?
Seb, hang on for 1 second. We'll answer that question on the other side. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Is it seemingly that this administration, including Chuck Schumer in the Senate, hate the man that Israel chose as their prime minister? Why do the Democrats hate Bibi Netanyahu?
I actually think they hate Israel.
Yes.
I don't think they hate him. I think they hate Israel. And the Democrat Party hates Israel. And the Democrat Party, if you remember, when many Israeli representatives, including Netanyahu, when they came to the country trying, begging, at that time, President Obama, please don't make the Iran nuclear deal, which is a disaster and was a disaster. And I ended it. But unfortunately, they didn't do anything with the ending of it. I ended it and would have had a new deal made with Iran. It would have been good for everybody, and there would have been no nuclear weapons. You know, they're very close to getting a nuclear weapon right now.
Yes.
And once they have that, it becomes a different form of negotiation, a much more difficult negotiation. But I really believe they hate Israel, and they also see a lot of votes. Don't forget, when you see those Palestinian marches, even I'm amazed at how many people are in those marches. And guys like Schumer see that, and to him it's votes. I think it's votes more than anything else, because he was always pro-Israel. He's very anti-Israel now. Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion, they hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves, because Israel will be destroyed.
Dr. Gorka, amazing interview, and everybody should listen to the whole thing. We'll get it up. It's just incredible. But you drew the president out there, and man, it's been a firestorm ever since. Your assessment, sir?
Yeah, we had him on for a whole hour. It's the seventh time he's been on the show. People need to go to Rumble or Twitter and just watch the whole hour we had with him. We did everything across the waterfront, the border, Ukraine, the Middle East. That clip... we had coverage. I woke up the next day from the New York Times to the Washington Post to the Daily Mail. Today, they're a little bit late. I think they're waking up from their coke-induced haze. The Daily Beast wrote an article 4 days later. Accusing the president of what, Steve? It's really interesting. As a Catholic, and you remember JFK, the president, the anti-Semitic comments on Gorka's show about the dual loyalty of the Jews. In this case... that is the definition of gaslighting, because the old slur of dual loyalty, whether you're a Catholic who's loyal to the Pope and not the president, or whether you're a Jew who might be loyal to Israel, the president said the actual obverse. He said what? If you're a Democrat and a Jew and you vote for Biden, you hate Israel. Not that you're loyal to it, you hate Israel. And is it hard to disagree with that empirical statement? We had Chuck Schumer a few days ago say, oh, the Jews, they better get rid of Bibi. What? Excuse? Can we talk about election interference? You have Biden on a hot mic at the State of the Union say, Bibi better have a come to Jesus moment. What a bigot. Not to mention the billions of dollars Biden's given to Iran that wants to delete Israel. Israel, which has been deleted on Rashida Tlaib's map in her congressional offices, where she has a post-it note over the state of Israel with the Sharpie written on it, Palestine, or shall we say one more member of the squad, the delightful Ilhan Omar, you know, the one who has a special relationship with her brother, who tweeted about politics for the Jews of America, it's all about the Benjamins. So if there is a more philo-Semitic president since 1948, I don't know. He's the one who moved the embassy. He's the one who recognized Jerusalem. But if you're looking for institutionalized Jew hatred, it is genetically inside the Democrat Party. But hey, the mainstream lying legacy media are going to do their thing.
Seb, you, professionally for a couple of decades, you did this every day. But is the pro-Palestinian movement in this country the most anti-American movement you've ever seen?
Wow. That's a great question. There's so many to pick from BLM to Antifa to the transgender lunacy that hates the whole Western civilization. James Lindsay's new book on queer theory really does bring all the receipts on that. When it comes to the pro-Hamas On the short term, yes, because these are the people who are prepared to use violence. I mean, we mentioned it on the show last week. The literati, the beautiful people of Hollywood at the Oscars wearing the red palm lapel pins that is the symbol of the lynching of Jews 20 years ago. Whether it's the okaying of violence like that in perpetuity. I think you're right. I think when it comes to actual fundamentalist jihadi threats, it's got to be the normalization. When you have the president of Harvard say what, Steve? Ah, from the river to the sea, that's only contextually genocidal. If the president of Harvard, and let's be clear, why was she fired, Steve? It wasn't because she's a anti-Semitic, Jew-hating, genocidal lunatic. It's because she's a plagiarist. That's the buried lead. They only got rid of her because she had less than a dozen articles in which she had 40 instances of plagiarism. That's pretty impressive, but not because of her Jew hatred. So we haven't fixed anything in academe. On the long term, it's the transgender, it's the Antifa types. But on the short term, I think your strategic assessment is probably right. The pro-Hamas that you see on the streets of New York outside the White House, that is the 5-meter target right now for our security.
Seb, Dr. Gorka, where did they get the interview with the president? Where did they get all your content, the shows, the podcast, all of it?
So the latest article on my Substack is about the firestorm response to the president's interview. Just go to sebastiangorka.substack.com. Then my website, Seb Gorka, my Rumble stream. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, you name it. Of course, the only place I'm not allowed to be is YouTube, just like you, because they're a bunch of fascists. Go to the podcast platform of your choice, whatever it is, Stitcher, Apple, Salem. We have already put the audio of the hour-long interview with the president on the podcast. Listen, because it was the best interview to date we've had with the president, and it tells you what to expect for the next 8 months. Because here's one question for you for us to ponder next time, Steve. What happened if, God willing, we flood the zone and they don't get to steal it this time? What's the left going to do if he wins? Let's talk about that next week.
Oh, yeah. Or they're going to say they're going to get together and say, "Isn't this terrific?" and toss us the keys, Seb, just like they did last time. Dr. Seb Gorka, we'll discuss that next Thursday.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, brother. Great, great hit. Let's play the cold open. We got Richard Stern from Heritage on the numbers. Let's play the cold open first.
This is completely dysfunctional, but it's a well-honed process that has been plundering and mortgaging our children's future. This is what Washington has devolved into. It's disgusting.
Do you think the speaker got rolled in these negotiations?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that his job's at risk?
I mean, I don't think near term probably, but, the question is next Congress, who's going to be the right person to be speaker? And I think this will factor into it.
It's a disaster. Since I've been up here, it's been that way. It always comes down to the last minute. Everything's pushed in.
What do you say to people who are frustrated at this process that produced a 1,000-page appropriations bill in the middle of the night that you have to vote on by tomorrow?
I'm frustrated, too. There's a better way to do this. We should have been doing appropriation bills a long time ago.
And that comment coming from the number two Senate Republican, John Thune, who wants to be the new Republican leader in the next Congress. That is going to be one of the things they will promise their members to change the process. But that is just the way this has devolved. And of course, this has been a particularly messy episode in this Congress, the first short-term extension of government funding to avoid that October 1st shutdown of last year led to the ouster of the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Now we're at this point ending last year's
business. Richard Stern. We went through this fight last year to get single subject appropriations. We did all that work in the summer. You would come on. The audience would stay up all night listening to the fights over the amendments. 1,100 amendments all goes through. It's thrown away 1,000 pages last night. Nobody can even get through it. But it's Pelosi's budget plus and no woke and weaponized out in the border wide open, sir.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's not only just closer to almost 1,100 pages by the bill text. There's 900 pages of, quote, explanatory materials. A lot of that contains earmarks and other things. all of those little goodies that get snuck in there by the DC Uniparty. Look, there are $30 billion of gimmicks just that we know about in the bill. And we've had the same kind of less than a day everybody else has had to look at this. You know, and those gimmicks, right, are money that we're stealing from hardworking Americans. That's money that the Fed is ultimately going to print that's going to lead to more inflation. So, you know, we put in conservative government to get away from this, to get back to having a year-long process with debates in full view of the American public, not to do this, to cram it down people's throats in 24 hours, stealing trillions of dollars from hardworking Americans. This isn't right, and this isn't what the American people are looking for.
He, when Johnson comes out, he says, my number one objective was to keep the government open. That's why I had to revert to this process. Should that be the number one? Is that such a big deal? I mean, haven't we won government shutdown fights? Because right now we could get in front of the American people who maybe don't follow this all the time or go to Heritage as a site. We could get in front of the American people what the debate is over another $2 trillion deficit in this budget and $1 trillion every 100 days. Isn't that the audience we want? And the way to do that is a dramatic move like, say, okay, if you don't shut down the border, we got to shut down the government, sir.
And in fact, we've won border fights when the only, or sorry, budget fights, when the only debate was on spending levels. You're right. Border is now an issue. Woke and weaponized FBI, the federal government under Joe Biden coming for every inch of our civil society, of our values, of our rights. There are so many more reasons now to rally the American public together to stop the bureaucrats, to stop this imperial, DC cabal that's going on here. I agree with you. This is the perfect time to challenge us. And again, you know, whenever you say, when anybody says that keeping the government open, quote unquote, is the most important thing, what they're telling you is that they value government bureaucrats' jobs over the jobs of hardworking Americans that go to work every day to produce the goods and services that put the, you know, put the roof over our head, keep the lights running, and put food on our table.
Richard, over at Heritage, how can people assist? Where do they go? Tell me what you guys are going to do in the fight. We got about 90 seconds.
So David Ditcher, my team, has put out a tweet that's got a whole thread going, pulling out a lot of the goodies that are in this bill. We're going to be doing a lot more of that. You can find me on Rich A. Stern on Twitter, and we're going to be rolling out these, finding all these little hidden things in there, making them public. You can always go to heritage.org, of course, and see our op-eds and everything else. So I always appreciate the platform being able to come here on your show and talk about this as well.
Where's the first one? Your colleague, what's his Twitter account? Because I want everybody to go, and I want Grayson Moe to put it up right now so we blow it out to all the audience. Who is it? I know who he is, David, but what's the Twitter feed?
David Ditch. I think it's at David Ditch. Yeah.
Okay, fine. He's fantastic. Richard, yes. We got a tough 24, 48 hours, but we'll have your back. Look forward to seeing you back on here.
Always appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Midnight tomorrow night's when they run out of money. Is that such a bad thing? Can we play that video again? Or maybe I'll come back with it. I'll tell you, we'll come back with it. You see what's happening to the country? It could all be stopped. This is not anarchy and chaos. They want to look like that. This is all the very well thought through. Here's the reality you have to embrace is that they want this to happen. Rational people seeing their country being destroyed would sit there and go, okay, what do I have to do to save my country? What do I have to do to save my fellow citizens? I'm in. This is all well thought through. And that's why they got to be turfed out. They can't sit there and go, I'm a principled conservative, I'm a constitutional conservative, I'm this and that. You're nothing. If you're not prepared to step into the breach and fight this, you're nothing. In fact, you're the enemy. Because the controlled opposition here is just as bad as the radicals trying to destroy this country. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, if we can be so, if Real America's Voice, our crack producing partners in Denver, could put back up on maybe a split screen or put it back up. They don't need to see my lovely facade. They can just see it. I need people to watch this. If you don't get the show in video, if you don't on the streaming service of Real America's Voice or over at Rumble or Getter or anywhere else, people are picking this up. You've got to see it. This right here is the end of your country. This and that budget that they're signing. It's another $2 trillion deficit. Gold hit a all-time high today, 2205. Broke through the barrier at 2205. You think that's just random? We don't give you personal financial advice here. We lay out macro. That's where you go to birchgold.com and talk to /Bannon and talk to Philip Patrick team. But you know why the gold's so high? They're going to walk you through all the sophisticated convergent forces that are driving the price of gold up. Can I summarize it? That picture on the border and what they're doing in the imperial capital. Because the imperial capital can stop that. And they know it's not going to stop. It's over $7 trillion for this year. $7 trillion. $2 trillion deficit. $1 trillion added to the national debt every 100 days. And stop saying you're borrowing to your children. Why do you think inflation is so high? What are these idiots don't get? You've got to refinance a third of that every year. It's the refinancing that's now embedding it. And anybody under 35 years old, the new Russian serfs that don't own anything are not going to own anything. This is what your life's going to be. You do understand that, I hope. If you vote for it, you deserve it. You deserve everything you get. So vote for it. Vote for it. Get on TikTok, follow Taylor Swift. Listen to The View. Do whatever you want. It's a free country. You're free men and women. Vote for it. But don't come back here whining, oh, it's so hard. You know, it's so expensive. This is so tough. I can't pay my credit cards. I got to live in my parents' basement. None of this is quantum mechanics. This is not astrophysics. This is all fairly straightforward what we have to do. We have to have the political will. And you don't have to have wimps like Polly Pockets Johnson that are leading you. He's got to go. This thing of jamming through the thousand, we'll get more detail tomorrow. 202-225-3121. Make sure you have your voice heard. Let him have it. The metaphorical both barrels. Because now they go nowhere to hide and no excuse. And they're putting the pressure on President Trump. It's going to be unbelievable. This fiasco that he's going to take over, and it's a fiasco. Look at that picture on the border. That's all because of these courts down in Texas. Those folks are smart. Don't think they're not smart. You see that photo? That is rational actors. They're running to El Norte because they got to get in here because Biden's invited them. And they know that General Paxton and Donald Trump and the war room are saying, no, close the gate. Drop the bridge. Of course, you're going to hear now every day. I'm going to do the CNN piece tomorrow. Every day, you got to have illegal alien invaders or the economy's going to collapse. That's their new pitch. So go to Birch Gold. Gold's at 2205. Just saying. What have I been telling you for the last couple of years? Just saying. Also go to My Patriot Supply. Hey, you may not be a prepper now. You go talk to the consultants of My Patriot Supply. Just go. Talk to them. Hear what they got to say. Because you think better days are coming? And hey, write this down. Take your number two pencil out. If Donald Trump, if they steal it from him again this time, probably game, set, match. That's, this country's right on edge. It's not between old Democrats and Republicans are about marginal tax rates. This is about chaos and destruction of the constitutional republic that was bequeathed to us from 14 generations until something totally different, completely different. And they want it to be different. This is all going according to their plan. Mike Lindell, you've been fighting the stealing of the elections and doing a noble effort. This is why they're trying to put you in bankruptcy. Oh, by the way, Letitia James is moving. Just to show you how serious this is, she's moving on the Westchester properties of President Trump. I'll get more to that tomorrow. They've already started the process. They're figuring out how to take the golf course and the homes and all his properties up in Westchester right now, even as we're speaking. It's like the Bolsheviks back in the 30s. Mike Lindell, they've been after you, but you're fighting back. And the way you're fighting back is keeping the company going because they want to shut down MyPillow. Because they know MyPillow is a big supporter of conservative media, and particularly right-wing Trump media, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right. And remember, this has been the biggest attack on MyPillow ever, even bigger than January of 21 when all the box stores canceled us. And why? Because we have a plan to secure our election. Just like you all seen today with the great Kurt Olson on here about with our case at the Supreme Court. You can all learn about that at LindellPlan.com. We need help there, LindellPlan.com. But in the meantime, my biggest thing I can do is keep MyPillow afloat, and that's where you all come into play. And we keep putting out the specials. We don't have anybody. We don't have any middlemen. And we're putting out now the biggest special in history, our $25 extravaganza. We went through and picked all of our products, all the products you love, the best products in history. And if you go to the website, using that promo code WARROOM, I'm going to tell you just some of them. The new MyPillow couch pillows and recliner pillows. These are the same patented fill inside these designer couch pillows and stuff that came in. $25. The six-piece towel sets were $39 and $59, $25. The four-pack dish towel sets, they just came in a week ago. This is a special to the War Room only with free shipping on your entire order. You guys have stood by us and for every step of the way here and saved my company. The slide sandals that came in, the slides and sandals, $25. These have impact gel made out of U.S. soybeans that this stuff that's in there. When I reverse engineer a product, I make them work. They're not only the best products in history, but you at the War Room Posse are getting them for the best prices in history. Their loss is your gain, and you're helping not only a employee-owned company, but you're also helping me to be able to go out there with my teams all over this country from the ground up and the top down. And those home reps, you call 800-873-1062. This morning, the phones lit up. Let's light them up again. Get yourself the best products ever and help keep their jobs. That means so much to me.
800-873-1062. Always promo code WARROOM on mystore.com and mypillow.com. Mike, thank you so much. Let you go back to work. We'll get you on the factory floor tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, guys. We'll see you there.
Okay, in the second hour, we've got the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, Reagan Reese, joins us on exactly what Mark Elias, where do we actually stand with this voter integrity? The Republican Party right now versus the Democrats, a great assessment article by her. Frank Gaffney about this budget fully finances the WHO to take your sovereignty. I kid you not. Plus a lot more. Pastor John's going to be with us, and of course, Darren Beatty. Short break. We're back in the War Room for the second hour. Just a moment. Tax Network USA is pure War Room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. That's code War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.